Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to it. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this, the feedback portion of the program. 715-845-2155. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about everything that's going on in the world. We're going to start off with a story that Tom found in a local news outlet about a kid in Colorado that decided to shave her head in support of a family member or friend that is going through cancer treatment. Now, you have you're going to have me at a disadvantage here, Tom, because I don't have the article in front of me. I'm going to have to trust you with your interpretation of what the article says.
You could just type in girl shaves head to your search engine, and it's going to get you to all kinds of coverage of the story.
Okay.
But yes, a grade schooler named Cameron Renfro shaved her head to support her friend, Delaney Clements, who's undergoing chemotherapy to treat cancer. This is in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Got it.
And the school told her that she cannot return to class unless she wears a wig or until her hair grows back, because her having a bald head violates the school dress code.
Listen, that's just an asinine thing to do. First of all, let me just put it in my opinion. This is asinine. Does it say whether or not the kid fighting cancer goes to the school?
I'm looking here.
Okay.
But apparently the school, it's a private school, too, Caprock Academy, and they have a policy against shaved heads for girls. So maybe they have had people in the past. But this is grade school we're talking about, not high school. Now, maybe they've had people in the past that have shaved their heads for, you know, whatever reason. But they have it in the school dress code that you can't shave your head if you're a girl. Apparently it's okay if you're a boy.
Well, okay, so she got her parents' approval to do this.
Yes.
And she did it for her parent. Now, you bring up a very good point. Is it verified? It's verified that this is a private school, correct?
Well, it says Caprock Academy, so with a name like that, I would guess that it is.
It could be a school of choice. It could be a magnet school.
You're right.
It may not be a private school. But does the school, regardless if it's a private school or a public school, does the school have in their code of conduct specifically written that girls may not shave their heads?
Yes, apparently.
Okay. Now, here's where we're going to have an issue. If the school has in their code of conduct that that behavior is not allowed, the code of conduct in all schools that I am aware of has to be signed by the student and by the parents. That the parents read it, the student read it, everybody agrees to the rules, now let's go forward. If that's in the code of conduct, then this child is in violation of the code of conduct. Now, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Cameron's mother emailed the school explaining why she got the extreme haircut, but administrators at first said they couldn't make exceptions. But now that the story is getting media attention, a Denver TV station is reporting that the school is planning to hold an executive session today to review the policy. In addition, Cameron has been invited back to school today with her shaved head. And I'll bet the school day will go on and the world will keep on turning. And
here's what they're trying to do, all right? And I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a moment. Here's what they're trying to do. There are enough distractions in the classroom every day that inhibit the education process. Little Johnny won't sit down and shut up. I got to go to the bathroom. Can I sharpen my pencil? I didn't bring any paper. I don't have my shoelaces. Somebody stuck gum in my hair. Blah, 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 blah. There's enough distractions going on. A teacher has enough of a task keeping the kids focused without one more distraction. So I understand that, you know, a girl in the middle of the classroom with a shaved head for a day or so is going to cause a distraction.
For a day, or until you explain why she has a shaved head.
Right.
And then
2 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Little Caitlin, what's her name? Cameron?
Cameron.
She said, all right, Cameron, students, Cameron is supporting her friend that is fighting cancer. That's why she shaved her head. Everybody okay? Great. Now, pull out your books and let's turn to chapter 9. I understand why the hullabaloo, but it is still asinine.
Rules like this are put in place to jam everybody into the same the same hole. The square pegs into the round hole.
It's to try and cut down on distractions so the teachers can do their jobs. Okay? You don't want a bunch of kids that are causing a distraction. Because listen, you know as well as I do, grade schoolers, middle schoolers, and high school, all of them, will do something to be a distraction and claim, well, I'm doing it to support so-and-so. No, you're not. You're doing it to be a distraction. You're being a little pain in the butt. Okay? Shut your pie hole. Sit down. Do your work. But there are those that are legitimate. This one is legitimate, and the school needs to say, okay, we are making an exception because this is legitimate. You, Johnny, back there that just carved, SpongeBob into your forehead, you're just being a moron. Get the heck out of class.
All right, what about, let's move this to high school then, and hairstyles in high school. Do you think that the school has the ability to write hairstyles into a quote-unquote dress code?
If it is disruptive, if you've got a guy that comes in with a 3-foot mohawk that is multicolored, and he's doing it just to be a distraction in the class, yeah, they can. They can say, listen, you're not going to do that. Yeah, I understand individuality. And once you're an adult and you're in the real world, be as individual and express yourself all you want. But you do not have those kind of rights when you're in a school system. You are not an adult. You are a child. And you're there to learn, not to be a distraction. And I know you disagree with it, you hippie pot-smoking freak. But
I'm just, a hairstyle as a distraction. I have a problem with
I did too when school, I was that
school
age.
School administrators trying to make everyone look the same, act the same, be the same.
I understand.
You're squelching creativity at an early age, and you're squelching kids' ability to be different at an early age.
First of all,
most kids at that age don't want to be different. They want to meld in. They don't want to be the squeaky wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody does this, something like this, I think this should be applauded.
But you are this to support a friend or a relative, somebody that's going through cancer, yes, it should be applauded. But to be different, just to be different and disruptive, okay, when it is intended to be disruptive, no, discipline needs to be applied and they need to adhere to the rules. You cannot have free-range chickens running around the schoolyard.
I understand that, but I'm suggesting that a haircut is not going to automatically be a distraction and shouldn't automatically be caught under some catch-all rule about dress
codes. When was the last time you taught a class?
I've never taught a class.
Okay, then. Talk to a handful of teachers and ask them, will Billy coming in with a mohawk that's multicolored, will that cause a distraction in your class
Maybe
and be a problem?
Maybe for 5 minutes, but it shouldn't after
Talk to some teachers and get their opinion first. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. What can we do for you?
You sit down any rules and kids will be the most creative at getting around those rules.
Oh, yeah.
That you will ever see. So that's why probably they're more specific than we would think they would need to be, because kids are very creative.
Oh, yeah. They're going to push the limits of the boundaries by quite a bit.
Yeah, and if you want just a reminder for voting for, especially for school board.
No. I'm not going to have any political ads on my show. Don't do that.
Go down.
No. Mary, listen to me. Listen.
She's running for school board.
I understand, but Mary, I'm not going to.
I didn't say my last name. Hey,
Mary,
you know
I can't. Listen to me. Please, please, please don't do that to me. Okay? You're hijacking my show, and I know that you have all the good, best intentions. And I'm proud of you for running for school board. But please, if you do that, then I've got to give equal time to everybody else. And I'm not doing that on my show. Okay?
But my intention wasn't to give my last name. I was just encouraging people to vote. You can go down to City Hall and to let people know you don't have to vote absentee.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you listening, Mary. And I don't mean to be rude to you, okay?
No.
All right. When I was in high school, I completely agree with you. When I was in high school, I decided to grow my hair. I decided to let it grow long, all right? I was in the marching band. I also decided, because, you're in high school, you're starting to shave. You're a man, And so for a while, I let my hair grow and I quit shaving. And I was proud of the demerits that I got when I went through uniform inspection In the marching band.
Uniform inspection. Oh, yeah. What are you, in the armed forces?
Well, we took marching band very seriously.
Oh,
we were in state competition.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you went to state competition and you had long hair, were getting demerits?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
If we went on the field to march during a football game and your hair touched the collar of the jersey that we wore, you got a demerit. If you weren't clean shaven, you got a demerit. But, Tom, listen. I was there because I chose to be. I was in marching band, and I did these extracurriculars because I chose to be there. Nobody forced me to. It was not part of my education in the curriculum.
You should have risen up, and you should have demanded that your personal grooming habits were nobody's business but yours.
And then when I did that, the band director would have been perfectly legitimate and perfectly within his rights to say, you know what, Mr. Mila, you are correct. Your grooming habits are entirely your personal choice, and you can choose to have long hair outside of the marching band program. When you decide to cut your hair and adhere to our rules, can be a part of this.
I didn't know there were still fascists around like that in the 80s and 90s, man. Wow. I mean, I expected stuff like that in the 60s and 70s when I came up, but even then, they didn't care.
We wonder why we have a society of people growing up who don't give a rat's ass about rules.
Because having long hair was certainly going to disrupt the educational process. That's nonsense.
We'll take your phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
They're going to say, well, you know, in this situation we have, there should be exceptions to rules. Zero tolerance rules and zero tolerance laws do not work.
Not all the time, but in certain cases. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Rick.
Hey, Rick.
I really don't care about whether this kid cut her hair or not. We got far pressing more matters in the state of Wisconsin with the reference to Assembly Bill 407 that the legislature just passed regards to snowmobile clubs and the fact that they're basically the new union bug of the state of Wisconsin. According to this, as of 2015, anybody in the state of Wisconsin that cares to ride a snowmobile will now be held hostage to either join the snowmobile club or pay a $34 fee in addition to the actual $30 registration fee that snowmobile clubs now gain to fund trails.
I'm not a snowmobiler, but correct me if I'm wrong. It's the snowmobile clubs who keep all of the trails in the state groomed, correct?
Okay, correct. But here's the situation. Like the vehicles in this state, they gain fuel tax from the fuel taxes that we pay in the state, and they gain a registration fee. Be just like the state of Wisconsin does for the vehicles. Unlike a vehicle, you can only use a snowmobile club two months to 3 months out of the year. It's now you can drive a car all the way to California and back. You can't do that with a snowmobile because every place you go, you got to have a registration sticker and snow.
But you're saying this bill is just another way to get $34 out of your pocket.
Yes, and for a family. That gets to be outrageous when you have a family of four because nowadays each snowmobile has to be one person, and you can jump in a car for five people and go all over the state.
How often does this $30-something fee have to be paid?
According to what I'm seeing, every year.
Okay, so it's a yearly assessment.
It's going to be $64.25.
Do snowmobiles have to have a license plate and all that kind of stuff?
They have to have a registration sticker. Yes, unless they're 25 years or older, and then they have a one-time fee unless you use them on private property.
That's because if they're 25 years or older, you're taking your life in your hands by riding one.
Not necessarily, because actually some of the older sleds are actually better than some of the newer sleds.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But they don't have heated seats like the newer sleds, right?
What? There's snowmobiles with heated seats?
Ride them fast enough and hit enough bumps, you probably would have
Explain to Seth here that the new snowmobiles have heated seats, heated hand holders, all that stuff, right?
That's cheating.
Mine have heated thumb warmers and hand warmers. They dress warm enough, it don't matter. The point is...
Does it have a cup holder and a little thing that warms your sandwiches for you while you're out at the same time?
Okay, the point is, guys, that this here is a situation basically, like the union... They're taking over the state of Wisconsin. It's getting ridiculous how a family of four can even ride a snowmobile, okay?
Does this fee apply if you are riding on public land, or is it only in trails that access private land?
Any trail on the state of Wisconsin, from what I'm reading, even if it's a state-funded trail. If you guys want to do the research, it's Bill 407, the 2013 Assembly, and it will come into effect in July of 2015.
Okay. I tell you what. Just like when we had the conversation about the group of people that got together and they rallied against building the Quick Trip here in the Wausau area, and they won. They got the project killed. You have the ability to rally support, you and finding other snowmobilers that are upset about this. You have the power and the ability to rally other snowmobilers and see if you can't get this bill overturned.
Hence why I'm calling your show.
Perfect.
You know, Do you
have a website address where you've got anything organized yet, or are you just, you're mad as heck and you want somebody to vent to and you're going to put together a plan?
If people in the Plover area will figure out who I am soon enough.
Okay.
I am doing everything I can to stop landowners from allowing snowmobile trails from going through their land until this is changed. I will start with my boss. I will make sure that I do everything in my power to stand up to this.
All right.
And the people here will know who I am eventually.
All right, keep me advised of your progress. I don't know enough to say yes, I agree, or not. I don't, you know, well, I don't have a side on it yet until I read more about it and make up my own mind. But I like what you're doing. Okay, I like the fact that you find something you object to, and you're not just saying, "Well, nothing I can do about it." You are getting you're getting involved, and I think that's awesome. That's what's supposed to be all done.
I parked my snowmobile since 2000. And this year was the first year I decided, okay, I've had enough. I want to ride. I'm getting a craving.
Yeah.
I was going to buy another snowmobile this year for my fiance. I'm getting married in June.
Congratulations.
I will not do that now. I refuse to buy another snowmobile because now it'll cost me over $120 to register them come 2015.
Gotcha.
We can register our Toyota for $75, and I can go all the way to, you know, Mexico if I want.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Keep me advised of what you're doing. All right, let's go to Jeff on line four. Thanks for calling in, Jeff. What can we do for you?
All right. I'm going to tag right off of your previous caller here.
Okay.
Obviously, this guy does not belong to a snowmobile club.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that, too.
I'm a club officer with a club up in the Merrill area here. And if this gentleman wants to know why the registration is going up on snowmobiles, try going out and buying a new groomer once. They're $200,000 or more. And you got people riding around with 15 inches of suspension travel, and if there's a little bump out there, they're all crying and whining that the trails ain't groomed enough. Join a snowmobile club. Be a part of something. The reason why the price is going up is because we can't afford to keep those groomers running on the trails anymore to keep those trails groomed. We have an ever-dwindling number of people that belong to clubs that build these trails. The DOT doesn't pay for these. The DNR doesn't pay for these. The people that register sleds and that belong to snowmobile clubs, that's who builds the trails. We don't get paid to drive the groomer. We get reimbursed for our mileage on the groomer, but we don't get paid. The drivers do this out of the goodness of their heart.
They're volunteers.
They're volunteer. Everything is volunteer on these trails. Join a club. Get out there in the fall.
Okay, he made a claim that you, as a club, get revenue from the other fees and assessments that are already in place. Is that true?
The gas tax that they collect, pennies come back to us. Very little money comes back to us on that. And just to clear up the registration thing, if you join an AWSC member snowmobile club, you become a member of the AWSC, which is the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. If you join, your trail pass costs $10 a year. The registration on the sleds used to be 2 years. You paid $30 for 2 years. That's been bumped to 3 years now, $30 for 3 years, which I favored very much. But you will also buy a yearly trail pass for your snowmobile. If you're a member of an AWSC snowmobile club, you pay $10 a year for your trail pass. If you don't want to be a member of a snowmobile club, if you want to basically be a freeloader, you pay $30 a year. So, yes, over a three-year registration period, you'll pay $120. The snowmobile club member pays $60. But here's the benefit of joining a snowmobile club. Not many people that I know out there only own one snowmobile. They own more. It doesn't matter if you have one snowmobile or 10 snowmobiles. If you're a AWSC member, you get your trail pass for $10 for every one of those sleds. So you get savings there. And vintage sleds, anything 30 years or older, only pays the $30 every 3 years. There is no cost for the trail pass. You get a free trail pass. So there is some benefit there.
All right. And that clears up, it's a counterpoint to the point that the caller previous made. Thank you very much, Jeff, for calling in and clearing that up. Appreciate it.
Please, I beg that gentleman, please, don't go around petitioning landowners to close their trails. We have a hard enough time getting easements and keeping trails open. We're trying to do something for everyone's enjoyment and their recreation. We do it because we love it, not because we're getting rich on it. So please don't go around making people close their land and closing snowmobile trails, because all you're going to do is hurt everybody else that enjoys it.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. You know what? And there it is. There's an issue between, one differing opinion. You know, one side sees it one way, one side sees it the other. There's truth somewhere in the middle. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.